podcast of 98FM's Dublin Talks. Remember, catch the show live Monday to Friday at 10 a.m. 98FM's Dublin Talks with Adrian Kennedy.
You may have an opinion on this next conversation because it's something that a lot of people on social media agree about. Dragon's Den star Nora Casey took to social media yesterday to highlight something that seems to become an issue in recent years. Now, Mother's Day and Father's Day, and whether or not we need to be a bit more sensitive when it comes to how we advertise the day or promote the day. We no longer have traditional families. Some children have no daddy or no mammy, or have two mammies or two daddies. Some have never met their daddy or even know who he is. So Nora, as I said, took to social media to highlight a text that was sent to her son, Dara, whose dad died back in 2011, and got a bit upset by the text he received from Three Ireland. Now, Three sent this mass marketing text out, and we all get stuff like this, and it said, here's what the message said from Three. Win a €1,000 makeover for your dad this Father's Day. And it goes on, join 3 Plus now and blah, 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 blah. But the point being, win a €1,000 makeup for your dad this Father's Day. And when you get that message and your dad has passed away or you don't have a dad, it's like, oh. And as I said, Nora took to social media, went on a bit of a rant about it and got a lot of support. So she joins me on the line. Nora, will you explain to me what the problem is here?
So I think the difference between advertisements for Father's Day and the text message was it felt very personal because young people like my son, they feel that their phone is just an adjunct to them. It's just part of them, their personality. And the text message came in from Three Mobile to say, celebrate, you know, treat your dad to a makeover for Father's Day, €1,000 promotion. And of course, you know, Dara's dad, my husband, has passed away. So, you know, I think there was that moment of this actually pinged into my inbox on my phone and he was a bit upset, you know, just because it felt very personal because it came into his phone rather than maybe on television or in the newspapers or outdoor advertisements when you can ignore it. And I just felt that maybe when people send out those very huge, you know, block text marketing, they might think about that. Those, all of those marketing campaigns are meant to be very personal. That's what they're supposed to be, is that they reach right into the very soul of you. You know, they go straight to you as a person rather than relying on you to casually come across the advert. And when they do that, they might just, I mean, Dara's not the only person without a dad. I don't have a dad. In my friendship circle, there's a lot of people who don't have dads. So if it's to do with something very personal like that, then maybe they should think whether or not that's still the right way of sending a message, given that they may be alienating quite a lot of people that they send it to.
Now, obviously, companies like Three Ireland run various different competitions and send out text messages like that and encourage you to enter and so on. What other way could they have run a competition like this where they, just to read the message again, it says, win a €1,000 makeover for your dad this Father's Day, join 3 Plus now, blah, blah, blah. What other way could they run a competition like that?
Well, since I raised the issue, there's been lots of people who have, I think on LinkedIn, about 30,000 people have engaged with it. And they've come up with ideas like, which I think is a good idea, maybe saying for the man in your life or, you know, a family, you know, it could be a family offer that it didn't make out that actually your family is abnormal if you don't have a dad. And they weren't making that out. I mean, I'm being honest here that, you know, Three Mobile immediately sent a message saying, I'm sorry if we caused any upset. And of course, Dara knows he can opt out of the text messaging, but actually he kind of likes Three Mobile's marketing. He's a pay-as-you-go customer, so they often give good offers. So he kind of likes them. So I'm not saying that the idea of sending text messages is a bad thing. It's just for some marketing promotions, it's not great. Lots of people on Twitter, I think, you know, all day yesterday, people are coming up with ideas saying, you know, there are people obviously in same-sex marriages, there's people who don't have fathers because they were a single mom, there's people who had no fathers because maybe they divorced and they're not relevant in their lives anymore. So it's not just when, your father's passed away, so maybe in modern society it's better to kind of make it more of a family issue.
Okay, where do we draw the line on something like this? Yeah. Let's say, for example, if a company sends out a text message in December, celebrate Christmas with such and such a company, and it gets sent to somebody who is non-Christian.
Yeah, you know, that's true. And I'm not, I wasn't making an enormous issue about the fact that, you know, it was specific to Father's Day. There is something quite different about marketing text messages to other forms of marketing. We live in a society now, particularly if you're a young person, like Dad doesn't watch TV, so he doesn't read newspapers. He's sitting on YouTube. So I guess the challenge for marketing companies now is how do you get to those people and how do you make it personal to them? And while they're doing that, I think they just have to be sensitive around some of those things, because advertising is totally different when you come across it as you're scrolling through a website, or if you're looking at TV, or if you're casually passing on a bus and you see a big billboard. These are all things that you choose to look at or not look at. But our phones, and I particularly for young people, phones are very much part of you and your person. And as much as you wouldn't call somebody on the phone to say, hey, I have a great idea for your dad this Father's Day, do you want to take part in a promotion, without knowing whether the other person had a father, you can imagine that that would feel a little intrusive to you. Yeah. Then you just have to think a little bit about what's the best form of marketing in those terms. There's loads of opportunities to market to people, you know, umpteen opportunities to market to people. But when it comes to that very personal connection, then maybe they should think about how do they make it very personal.
Okay,
course, so exactly, so, to your point, you know, other people have said, well, you know, what can they do to avoid doing that? You know, I mean, it's sometimes just about a language. It's just about saying, you know, maybe it doesn't really matter. I'm not great into these Hallmark days myself. I mean, I haven't had a dad for quite a long time, so I don't really, it doesn't bother me at all that Father's Day is coming up and there's various promotions for it. It's just that that one was sent by text message. That's the difference.
Okay, so the text message makes it much more personal, and it's being read by one person individually on their phone. And again, the message said, win €1,000 makeover for your dad this Father's Day. And sadly, your son Dar lost his dad a number of years ago, and it's like, boom.
Yeah, and it's not a big, like, I mean, would I say this? No sense of distress, just that momentary, wow, you know, could my day get any worse? Look at the text that I've just received. You know, that kind of, you know, feeling of somebody reminding you of something that probably is there already reminding you. And to go back to your point about Christmas, of course, it's true that there are huge sections of the population, you know, that for a variety of reasons may not enjoy Christmas anyway, maybe not even for religious reasons. And they live through all of the marketing and the hype. And that's just part of life. You know, it's part of life that we go through these periods, which sometimes are difficult for some people. When it comes to the loss of a parent, particularly a father, given the mortality rates of men, there's quite a lot of people who don't have a dad for all sorts of reasons, you know. And I just think that maybe the marketing should be less specific to the text messaging promotion. Now, I will say, in defense of Three Mobile, because I have absolutely, you know, I said from the beginning, there's no intention on that marketing team to upset anybody. They have no idea when they're texting who has a dad and who doesn't. But when they're brainstorming what they might do about those kind of days in future, maybe they could think about whether a less direct approach, a more family approach.
But isn't it the case that everything, no matter what sort of marketing text they might send out, could cause different offence to different people?
Yeah, and I think it's a matter of balancing that. You know, I think if you feel that the campaign is worth making that kind of offence, then that's fine. That's a balance you take. I think this probably went out without anybody really thinking about the consequences if it came to people who, for a variety of reasons, didn't have a dad.
Okay, so in terms of future marketing from companies, you're simply asking them to think a little bit more closely before they specifically personalise something like that.
Yeah, exactly. You know, just imagine if you didn't have a dad and you received that, how would you feel? As opposed to this weekend, get X amount off your texts or your calls, which is a great marketing campaign, and you're still getting your message out. Now, ironically, I think because I put that out on social media platforms, it probably reached a huge amount of people yesterday. And I think for people who have dads, it's a great competition. So I'm not, in no way am I making any issues around 3Mobile. And I'm just saying that there is a wider issue maybe around text marketing and things that are good for text marketing and things that aren't when they're perfect.
All right, well, it started a very interesting conversation. Nora Casey, thanks very much indeed for talking to us on 98FM.
Thank you.
All right, let's go to Joanne, who got the exact same text. This is, by the way, Joanne, I just want to remind people what this text was. This is a marketing text sent out by 3 Ireland, and they do lots of stuff like this. And it said, from 3, win a €1,000 makeup for your dad this Father's Day. And you got the same text, Joanne. And what effect did it have on you, if any?
When I first saw it, I was a bit shocked, because I'm like, oh, why are they sending me that? I don't have a dad, you know? I didn't take it, like, offensively, because how are they to know? But
Is it all to do with the way it was worded?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they could have said something like, I don't know, the man in your life, or, you know, something like that, or let's celebrate Father's Day this way. I don't know. They could have maybe worded it a bit different.
Okay, but it didn't upset you as such, did it?
It did.
Oh,
yeah.
It did.
Yeah, it did.
And what's the story?
I thought it was like, oh, I don't have a dad, you know? And then it made me think of my dad. And, you know, coming up to Father's Day, I try not to think about it.
Because your dad disappeared, did he?
Yeah, yeah. He left my ma for another woman. I've never seen him since.
Oh, really? Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah,
right.
I know.
Does it bother you then, Joanne, if you walk into your local news agents and the first thing you see is a whole display of cards for Father's Day? Does that bother you?
No. You see, I have kids now and I can celebrate Father's Day with their dad. But for me personally to receive something like that, maybe if it was generalised, like, they had to set up like the dad in your life instead of for your dad. I don't know. I mean, you can't censor everything, you know, because people are.
This was the point that I was trying to make. And in fact, just to go back to Nora Casey's tweet that she put up yesterday, there's a line in her own tweet that I found a little bit offensive, and I should have said it to her. And it says, my son Dara, who doesn't have a dad, got this text yesterday. Now, Dara does have a dad. He just happens to have passed away. And that's the way she wrote that is perhaps a little bit offensive as well, because he does have a dad.
You see, that, you know, that's sort of nitpicking as well.
But this is the point. I mean, this is exactly.
He doesn't have a dad to celebrate Father's Day.
But this is exactly the point that I'm making, that it's nitpicking. And is it not nitpicking to be having a go at 3 for saying, win a €1,000 makeup over for your dad this Father's Day?
It is a bit nitpicky, but, I mean, people are entitled to feel how they feel. Like, I saw that, I got upset about it, but it did make, you know, bring up some memories. But, I mean,
okay,
message went to thousands of people.
Explain to me, though, Joanne, explain to me the difference between getting a text like that and walking into every news agent in Dublin and seeing displays of Father's Day cards.
I suppose when you walk into a shop, you can walk past that rail of cards and presents and stuff. You can walk past it, but when someone messages you and you open a text message and you see that, I mean, I was over it in about 10 minutes. I was just, yeah, okay, there it is. Thanks for reminding me. I have no doubt.
Okay, all right. I take the point. Stay there for 1 second if you can, please. 6797981 is our telephone number. Calls flooding in on this. Jeanette sent a message on WhatsApp voice note saying this has gone too far.
What, so take Father's Day away from fathers now? Is that not a bit selfish of you to think that way? Like, make it about families. This has gone way too far. It's ridiculous.
And John also thinks it's way over the top.
It's getting a bit much now, isn't it? Only a bloody woman could find out an issue and cause a big issue over Father's Day. It's getting bad, man. Do you know what I mean? McDonald's, you can't advertise food. You're annoying diabetics. Or don't advertise trampolines because paraplegics are getting offended. This is nuts, like. Get a grip. Get a life. Get on with it. Be positive.
Fiona's in Finglas. Fiona, you're on 98FM. How are you?
Grand, how are you?
Good, thank you, Fiona. What did you want to say on this?
Oh, I just think it's gotten a little bit ridiculous. Like, my dad died when I was younger, and I just my mum just wouldn't have kind of put up with me getting, I don't mean put up with me getting upset about something like that, but she would have explained to me that they're an advertising company. They don't care. They just want to make money.
Well, it's not that they don't care, but they don't know.
I don't. To be honest, I think advertising companies just want to make money. They don't really mind. If they're going to target 70% of people out there, 70% of people do have a dad in their life, I think they're going to be happy with that. They don't really, I don't think they intend to upset people, but they're not going to tailor their text messages to people either.
And can I ask you, in terms of, and this is the question I asked that other lady a couple of minutes ago, like, does it bother you when you walk into your local Spar and there's a display of Father's Day cards in the front door?
No, it doesn't, because I think a lot of people these days, like, it's okay to get upset. Like, it's like stuff like that, I think, is good for people, because if you do think, like, when I was that age, if I got upset about Father's Day, my mum would sit me down and we'd talk about my dad and we'd kind of say, okay, well, do you want to make him a card, and we'll go up to the grave and we'll go for a walk on the beach, or we'll make a day out of it. Like, people need to, you can't change the world, but you can change how you feel about things. You need to be able to deal with your emotions. Things, people are always going to get triggered about stuff. There's always going to be, like, I don't know, if I saw something, my dad was into fishing, if I saw something to do with fishing, they wouldn't know that reminds me of my dad, but it does.
Yeah.
So I need to deal with that emotion. The world can't.
You could argue that if you lose somebody so dear to you, everything can remind you of them.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Like, you need to deal with your emotions. You can't expect the world to change for you. No one, unless people are trying to upset you. But if someone isn't trying to upset you, then they don't know what's going to upset people. Like, you just.
Yeah.
Have
I mean,
to deal
you know, a marketing text from Three Ireland saying get a makeover for your dad for Father's Day is not the same thing as somebody sending you a horrible message, ha ha ha, you don't have a dad.
Exactly, exactly. And it's okay to be in grief, and it's okay to feel sad and deal with things. You don't have to be happy all the time about things. It's, you know, I think a lot of people, they lash out, oh my God, I felt sad, so therefore I'm really angry at the mobile company and this isn't right and how dare you make me feel sad. And it's like, well, that's just life. That's being a human and having emotions. That's just the way things are. Like,
all right, stay there for a second. Let me go to Miriam. You're on 98FM. Miriam, how are you?
I'm good, Adrian. How are you?
Miriam, can you see why somebody might be upset by getting a text like that?
No, not at all.
Oh.
No, I lost my dad when he was 56 to bowel cancer, and I'm a single mother, so there's never been a father present in my daughter's life. So I could potentially be very upset over all the Father's Day events, but...
Oh, yeah, yeah, so a text like that could upset you because dad isn't around, could upset you because your daughter's dad isn't around, but you would just brush it off, would you?
Well, I would just realise that whatever I feel, that's my feelings and I have to move on. My biggest fear is not about getting text messages like that. My biggest fear is my daughter growing up in a culture where she can't blink without somebody getting offended.
Oh, like being a complete snowflake?
Absolutely. Do you know, like, we can't have certain songs at Christmas. You can't say certain words. You can't, like, it's getting to a point where my daughter will live in a culture where literally she won't be able to express anything in the fear of upsetting someone. Like, I heard the other day that in colleges they're having, like, these spaces where no interaction, no kind of conflict, no kind of debate of any kind can happen. That's totally contrary to what a college is. A college should inspire you to debate and have these conversations. But we're getting to the coast where, you can have a space where you don't think anymore.
Now, somebody actually argued when it comes to Father's Day, even if your father has passed away or whatever, that Father's Day is actually a day of remembrance as well.
Absolutely. And like, when my daughter grows up and she says, well, where's my dad or whatever, I'll explain to her that there's loads of different types of families and our family is just one without a dad in it. And she'll have to cope with that because that's life. And like, as a secondary school teacher, we're not preparing the children to face reality. We're dumbing down exams and we're giving everyone a prize. And then they go into the real world and they crumble because they don't know what reality is. So I think these mothers and parents that are perpetuating this snowflake culture are awful, awful people.
So Nora taking to social media saying that Three Ireland need to have a different approach. You think this is ridiculous, do you?
Well, I don't think she's a good parent.
Oh, that's a bit... I don't know if it's a bit harsh, but anyway, yeah.
In the sense that she's not a good parent, in the sense that she is.
But now her son is 21 or nearly 21.
Well, that's even worse then. Do you know what I mean? That's even worse. Like, there's one thing even being a helicopter parent when your child is a toddler. Mm. Being a helicopter parent when your child is 21 is absolutely ridiculous. I'm not saying she's a bad parent in other ways, but trying to shield her son from the reality of life, I think, is negligent.
Stay there for a second, Miriam, because Barry, your dad passed away just last October.
That's right, yeah.
My commiserations with you. So this is your very first Father's Day without him.
That's right, yeah.
And I
just more or less agree with what you said. Like, I still have a father. Although he's dead. He's not around. But I still think of him every single day. These days don't make me think of him anymore. Or any less, I think about them the same every day.
Mm. And in fact, that was the point I made about Nora Casey's tweet. And it was only after she was gone I realised, oh, actually, she wrote it fairly badly as well, because her tweet said, "My son Dara, who doesn't have a dad, got this text yesterday." Now, her son Dara does have a dad. He just happens to have passed away.
That's exactly what... As soon as I heard you saying that, that's what prompted me to get on and say it, because obviously you still have a father. Now, I do... See where other people are coming from, where the fathers aren't on the scene and their kids or their parents tell them that they haven't got a father.
Mm.
But where someone passed away, the father is still, he may not be there in body, but he's there always in spirit. And
in fact, the reality of it is, the one thing we all have in common is whether we know them or not, whether they're dead or not, we all have a father. Every single one of us has.
Exactly. Yeah, and it's when you start trying to push that away.
So getting a text from three saying... win €1,000 makeover for your dad this Father's Day wouldn't offend you at all?
No, not whatsoever, no. No. It's not a personal attack on me. It's not anything like that. It's what they do with the American employee. And, I don't see any... Like, you have to go into the shops, as you said already, and see all the cards, and it's on all the pubs, teach your father to Father's
Day.
That's
what I was about to ask you. How do you feel about this first Father's Day without your dad?
Oh, it's going to be hard. I mean, the first Christmas or his first birthday just there in May. You know, it's just another milestone that you need to get over. Like, and these things aren't rammed down your neck to try to hurt you or something like that. It's life. You just have to get over it.
Thanks for talking to us, Barry.
No problem.
Appreciate the call. And let me just wrap this up with a WhatsApp voice note from Mick. His mum has passed away and Mother's Day can be hard.
Hey Adrian, my ma died about 2 years ago, and obviously I miss her loads, but you know, when it comes to Mother's Day and all that, you know, I just try and avoid social media. It's hard, you know, seeing people put up their stuff, but I'm at that age now where it's pretty normal. I can understand where people are coming from. It is tough, but you know, it's life and it's to be expected.
98 FM's Dublin Talks with Des Kelly Interiors. New store now open at Belgard Road, Tallaght. 98 FM.